Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have the difference between how males keep a secret versus how females keep them. Here's a hint, women don't. That's why you never tell them about your feelings, fears, and troubles. She's gonna tell everyone your deepest, darkest secrets and then use them against you when you have an argument and she thinks she's losing. Don't even tell your mother a secret as she won't be able to keep it. Up next we have Atina, and she says that white males have a high IQ, but little weenie. And that black males are the opposite, and that it's a difficult choice picking between the two. But she'll consider the darker complexion guys, saying that a man being smart still won't save him from falling out of the gene pool. That's probably why women fall for Africans like Andrew Tate. He's got a high IQ and a super-sized schlong. And women like this wonder why they are single mothers themselves. Number three, we have Savane Silva, and she says this is why she's against race mixing, if you're a Latina woman, because your genes are recessive and the children won't look like you. One guy in the comment section says that when he went to Brazil, he noticed more white people than he saw in his American city. Many Latina women are half Spaniard or Portuguese, so it makes sense that being with white dudes is going to reduce the visibility of their indigenous genes. Moving on, looks like Kazakhstan will surgically remove the schwing-schwangs of kiddie offenders, because people have complained that the punishment of chemical castration just wasn't enough. But look on the bright side. They're just helping them transition. The West should be supportive. I wonder how this law will work with female offenders, though. Also, what happens if there's a false accusation, and they mutilate an innocent man? But finally, we have a country with some balls, even though their offenders don't have them anymore. Number five, we have Taylor Grift. And she says that people with real Christian values will support abortion. She's clearly trying to play both sides of the left and the right. Dumb Christians will clap like seals at her words, while those on the left will feel good about ending their unborn the way that the Inuit go out and club baby seals. All the Abrahamic religions are against this, and one day women will be replaced by artificial wombs. And then no one will cry about it. Up next, we have a Lonely Fools content creator wondering why men don't date people like her. I guess it's a great big Scooby-Doo mystery. Could it be the nose ring or the stare with a dead soul inside? But in all truth, she's like a town bicycle. No one will admit to riding it, but they will still ride it. Her cooch also isn't special when 50,000 people have seen it. She's like a digital doorknob. Everyone gets a turn. Those eyes. It's the 1,000 schwing-schwang stare. Number 7, this cat illustrates perfectly the false advertising many of us experience when seeing a woman's Tinder profile, and then meeting her in real life. But I think this image forgot the kitten that she was keeping out of sight in the background. Always make sure you get more than a face shot. Also, any full photo you do see, she's probably 20 or 30 pounds heavier than it. Always take them to a pool or a beach on a first day to see how fat they are in a bathing suit, and what they look like with their makeup off. Moving on, we have a woman claiming that if she cheats on you, that instead of leaving her, you need to stay with her. And be sorry because you're lacking something. If you had that special something, then she wouldn't have cheated on you in the first place. So stay, apologize, and be a better beta bucks man. But if you lack something, then why did she get together with you in the first place? But let me guess. If the guy cheats, then the problem is also him. And not you, the lady. Of course. Number 9, there are guys out there practicing semen retention and abstaining from women. Doctors and therapists are worried. Whatever happened to my body, my choice. I guess that only applies if you're a woman. It's a superpower not because of the retention, but because you don't have a woman in your life distracting you. Therapists are also worried because most men don't have any mental issues if they aren't in a relationship. And doctors are worried because of the lack of stress from being single improves a man's health. So it also puts doctors out of business. Up next, we have a prize of a woman looking for a boyfriend. She already has 3 kids, is 27 years old, unemployed, and refuses to work. But at least she's being honest. The only thing she's forgetting is the complexion of her kids and how you need to be 6 feet tall to ride her. Are you guys ready to man up and work full time making six figures to pay for three children that aren't yours? And then do all the housework as well. And then when you come home, all she's going to tell you is, not tonight, I have a headache. Number 11, we have a woman convinced that she can do no wrong. Looks like she's got at least three nose rings. I wish she would do us all a favor and put on 100 pounds and dye her hair blue, so we know to avoid her face at a distance. But in this case, the piercings are the only red flag that you need. Moving on, it looks like Gina Carano and Elon Musk are announcing a massive lawsuit against Disney. She's not my type, but Gina definitely reminds me of a guy I knew in high school named Gino. That's because this image is AI-generated. You can tell because on the left hand, she's got five fingers and one thumb. There, that's more like it from her MMA prime. Number 13, who really loves Forrest Gump? His drill sergeant who calls him a gifted genius that's going to become a general one day. Or a run-through druggie that only needs his help because of the AIDS baby that she accidentally gave birth to. Poor guy was beta bucks and too dumb to know it. When Jenny told him to run Forrest Run, what she really meant was for him to run away from her. Back in the 90s, we as men didn't have red pills to see through female characters like this. Up next, we have a woman crying because women girl bossed too hard in the 1900s. And now today's women have to work instead of being financially supported by males. I guess many women didn't know how good they had it up until now. This is true equality for you. Good, because now single men can retire at the age of 45 or 50 with millions of dollars in their bank accounts, while the girl bosses can keep working into their 80s. Go work and pay taxes for the roads so I can enjoy the national parks, ladies. Number 15, we have a rather poorly looking lady saying that she doesn't care how hard life gets, she's not dating a white man. But truth be told, the attractive white males don't want her, so this is just projection. I'll say no to them before they say no to me. Pathetic. On behalf of the white men everywhere, I accept your terms. But it's a massive loss losing her, and I don't know how we'll ever get over it. Moving on is how many married men feel. Even when their wife opens up their cage and gives them the freedom to fly away at any time, most men remain trapped, because the cage of marriage is all they know. Maybe the real cage for men is the fear of being alone or dying alone, which is keeping the man from leaving, because it's financial suicide to leave. There's the cat of shame and poverty outside the cage. They can't even get inside even though the door's open, because the opening is too small. But it can actually get you if you leave that cage. Number 17, it looks like Miss Japan, a woman of Jewish descent, was forced to relinquish her crown after she was outed for having an affair with a married man. I guess shaming language for women worked to reveal her debauchery. She's not very attractive, so I'm glad they took her prize away. She was gold digging and got caught being with a Japanese doctor. Up next, we have Leanne, and she slept with a man, and it was consensual. But later, she regretted it. Jesse then tells her if she regrets it, then that's actually grape. This is what we call taking consent away retroactively. Permission can be revoked after the fact, and you can be sent to prison even after she said yes before and during the act. And Western women are wondering why passport bros are becoming a thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't work both ways. Number 19, a 26-year-old woman faces 50 years in prison after admitting to raping a 14-year-old male student. They said grape in the story. That's new. But I really doubt she's going to get very much time in prison. Many of us older guys are wondering, why didn't something like this happen to us when we were younger? Gee, I wish I was molested by an attractive female authority figure at an age I was too young to understand what was going on. Moving on, we have a bunch of natives giving the finger to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. They say their land was stolen, and sure, they want it back. Who wouldn't? But they want it the way it is today, already developed. They would still be living in matriarchal societies without modern heating and electricity if the white man hadn't supposedly conquered them. I wonder what the reaction would be if a bunch of white people gave the finger to the Crazy Horse Memorial, which dwarfs Mount Rushmore. The face is 27 feet higher than those presidents. If they want to stick it to the whites, they need to help finish the Crazy Horse Monument. Number 21, Erica, is ready to date. But you better get her before she pops with Tyrone's baby. She's currently pregnant and looking for a serious relationship, and she wants to move in with you right away. I bet she would. I'm glad that homeless pregnant women are out there. They're just my type. But seriously, her face says I messed up. But at least she's being honest. 21, though, she looks more like 41. Up next, we have one happy camper because after 3.5 years, his partner is finally divorced and officially his. Now they're getting married and he's adopting her girls. Imagine waiting 3.5 years to be the second choice. Adopting these kids means that she can probably divorce him too and get child support from two men. He's probably going to be back in that building in another 3 years. Billy Beta is not a white knight hero. He's just fodder. Number 23 is a single mother of four that's in need of free furniture. Looks like she wants someone else to pay the toll, though. At least she doesn't look like she's starving. That poor child's soul, though, looks like it's already been drained at the age of 8. He looks like he's 37 with a second mortgage. Look at him. He only has another 10 years to go in that hellhole. Moving on, if California, more like Commifornia, was a person, this is what they would look like. Somewhere out there, Stalin is turning in his grave at the quality of his current followers. Maybe we need to bring back bullying so that guys like this would have to lift some weights and fight back instead of becoming professional victims when they grow up. Number 25 and the last one is a Rolling Stone article talking about 4chan shuts, using AI to clothe ethos, and how this one fought back. She used the publicity from people posting her reclothed image to promote her Lonely Fans account, and business jumped by 600%. She exploited the situation and got a whole bunch of simps to send her cash, because she's the victim of AI, giving her back her dignity. Wait until one day you can take the face and voice of your favorite crush and program it into a robot or VR projection, without the woman's consent. Now won't that be something? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want more memes that I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is down below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.